670, talk radio done right. AM 670 KMCQ broadcasts live from the Dream Dental Studios. Ditch your dentures and go with teeth replacements at Dream Dental. Call or text 702-901-NOMO, 702-901-6666.
When was your last trip to the dentist? Has it been a few years? 5 years? More? Hey, Kevin Wall here. For years, I went without dental care, and then I found Dr. Joe Willardson at True Dentistry. Dr. Joe and his caring staff converted me from a scared, high-anxiety patient to one that breezes through exams. Whether it's been years since your last dental visit, or if you just haven't found a good dentist in Vegas yet, I hope you'll do what I did. Call True Dentistry, 702-434-4800. The number again, 702-434-4800. 702-434-4800. Right now, True Dentistry is offering a free smile simulation to all new patients. A $150 value, absolutely free. Be sure to use your annual insurance benefits before the end of the year. True Dentistry has two convenient Valley locations in the Southwest and in Summerlin. Call 702-434-4800. That's 434-4800. Or check them out at TrueDentistry.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employee's dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Flu season is here. You and your family need to boost your superpowers. Get vaccinated. And remember, you can vaccinate your family from 6 months of age at your nearest health center, pharmacy, vaccine clinic, or certain community centers. Remember that flu can especially affect over 65-year-olds, adults with certain chronic diseases, pregnant women, and children under five. Keep them super immune. Check with your health care provider or go to immunizenevada.org. With health, there is life.
This message is sponsored by Immunize Nevada, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Centers. Stop in today and get a synthetic blend oil change for only $34.95.
Still working a minor accident on the east side of the valley as you come up from Henderson on 95 northbound approaching Flamingo. That's out of the travel lanes off to the left. Downtown Las Vegas area, the eastern off-ramp is being cleared of an accident as you come off of 95 southbound. You'll see that on the left shoulder, 95 southbound eastern off-ramp. Again, off to the left. The Spring Mountain on-ramp to get on to southbound 15. A new accident there. Still working one in the southwest off the freeways, Blue Diamond and Arville. Wind advisory in effect until 10 o'clock this morning. We could see gusts up to 33 miles per hour. Sunny and cold this afternoon. Highs barely hitting 50 degrees, 41 right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. We're going to get a chance to visit with Mark Thomas at the sports desk because there is all kinds of news out there relative to the Raiders head coaching vacancy, Antonio Pierce, and a whole bunch of other stuff, including this just crossing that Bill Belichick and the New England Patriots have apparently chosen to go their separate ways. Whether it was a forced breakup or not, we're not really sure at this point, but media reports that Bill Belichick, after 24 years, is leaving the New England Patriots. So we'll have more on that. Tell you what, let's do. Let's check in with Mark Thomas. Mark, of course, at the sports desk. What is going on relative to the Raiders coaching vacancy? I mean, this is a thing that we've talked about over the last couple of days, but it's coming into better focus now because now it looks like there is interest in Antonio Pierce.
Oh, sure, yeah. Big day yesterday in coaching changes. As you mentioned, Bill Belichick not retiring, stepping down or being asked to step down. We'll find out at 9 o'clock. They'll have a news conference at 9 this morning with Robert Kraft, the owner of the Patriots, and Belichick, who, as you say, has been there 24 years, an unprecedented career there. The Tennessee Titans got rid of their head coach, Mike Vrabel, on Tuesday and immediately got to work asking around. And one of those people they asked was none other than Antonio Pierce. By rule, the Raiders cannot block that conversation because it would qualify as a promotion, as Pierce is just interim head coach at this point.
So, in other words, yeah, you can do that if it's an interim situation. What is your sense of where we are? I know we talked about it the other day. Has anything changed as far as the sense of urgency on the part of the Raiders to get this done?
No, nothing that's really come to light. If anything, I'm starting to think that they're probably giving him a little more, Pierce, a little more consideration. I don't know why I feel that way. Call it a hunch, if you will. I don't think Belichick's going to end up in Las Vegas. I don't think Pete Carroll, who also was asked to leave politely yesterday from the Seattle Seahawks after, 14 seasons, 10 seasons in the making the playoffs. So a lot of good historic talent out there. You can rule out Nick Saban, too. He's not going to be a Raider.
No, and explain the Nick Saban deal.
Nick Saban is stepping down after talk about a historic career. He and Belichick, their numbers are insane together. But he is retiring from the college game.
Now, does that mean retiring as in I'm done coaching, or does that mean I'm done with college coaching?
I take it as he's done. I think he's tired. I think he's ready to retire. I think he's probably done. Would I be surprised if he ended up in the NFL next season? Yeah, a lot. But I've been wrong most of the time on things like this.
I just love that. Golden Knights last night looked a little pathetic.
Nothing to see there. Right. Yeah, the special teams continues to get outplayed. Two of those goals, they lost 3-0 at Colorado. Two of them came on the power play. Overall, they didn't look bad. Yuri Patera got the start. Supposed to be the return of Aiden Hill. In fact, yesterday morning, Coach Cassidy said that Aiden Hill would be returning, first time since December 17th. He's played all of 6.5 minutes since November 30th. But for whatever reason, he was a last-minute scratch, so Yuri Patera got the call and the loss. And actually, he looked really good in goal. It could have been 11-0 the way that I was watching that game. But a couple power play goals. They added one in the third, and next thing you know, got their fifth shutout of the season. The Golden Knights, fun fact or not so fun fact, they were only shut out twice last year, shut out five times. But tried to right that ship, and again, they were in Colorado last night. They're back already. They'll be at home tonight against the Boston Bruins.
It's going to be interesting to see how they respond after being shut out in Denver. Mark, always good, man. Thank you. We will check back with you and, keep you apprised of what's going on relative to Bill Belichick and some of these other coaching vacancies that are out there. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio, done right.
The world has fallen apart with the disastrous decline of our government, our cities, and our lives brought on by Joe Biden and his radical Marxist handlers. Hi, I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, 110% behind President Trump, former U.S. ambassador, a dedicated physician for over 28 years in Nevada, and now I'm taking on the radical, liberal Jackie Rosen for the U.S. Senate. We've seen wars around the world, from Ukraine to Israel. America's next, and we need to stop it. We need to close our borders and institute the largest deportation deportation program in U.S. history. We absolutely need to throw them out. We need to be energy independent and not reliant on those who hate America. Like I always say, drill, baby, drill. President Trump needs your help, and so do I. This is a political war on the home front, but we will win. Visit drjeffgunter.com to learn more, and let's take back our country, and let's take back the U.S. Senate. I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, candidate for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message, paid for by Dr. Jeff Gunter for Senate.
When was your last trip to the dentist? Has it been a few years? 5 years? More? Hey, Kevin Wall here. For years, I went without dental care, and then I found Dr. Joe Willardson at True Dentistry. Dr. Joe and his caring staff converted me from a scared, high-anxiety patient to one that breezes through exams. Whether it's been years since your last dental visit, or if you just haven't found a good dentist in Vegas yet, I hope you'll do what I did. Call True Dentistry, 702-434-4800. The number again, 702-434-4800. 702-434-4800. Right now, True Dentistry is offering a free smile simulation to all new patients. A $150 value, absolutely free. Be sure to use your annual insurance benefits before the end of the year. True Dentistry has two convenient Valley locations in the Southwest and in Summerlin. Call 702-434-4800. That's 434-4800. Or check them out at TrueDentistry.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Hear inspiring stories that are part of the American landscape every night at 10 on Our American Stories. Everyone has a story to tell, and master storyteller Lee Habib tells them on AM 670 KMZQ.
You support transparency in government, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, there are tax dollars, right?
So when local governments decide how much to, say, pay police officers or when they set the salaries for teachers, you think those discussions should be open to the public, right?
Oh, yeah. Actually, I'd like to be in that meeting to give my two cents.
Well, what if I told you that currently, when local governments meet with union leaders to have those discussions, it all happens behind closed doors?
What? What do you mean, behind closed doors?
In Nevada, public sector union negotiations are exempt from the state's open meeting laws. The entire process is closed to the public. Even as a public employee, you would not be allowed to see what they're negotiating.
Wow. How much we're going to pay teachers and police seems like a pretty big discussion to keep hidden from taxpayers.
Better government begins with more transparency, not less. Visit NevadaPolicy.org to find out more. This has been a public service announcement from the Nevada Policy Research Institute, a 501c3 nonprofit.
Guten Tag! This is meine Auto. Und this is meine key. Und I only trust one place with meine key. Meine key car care! They are so transparent with e-inspection, which shows photos of the problem and the fix. Meine Key is my favorite part of America. And my second favorite part? The cowboys and their horses. Remember, I only trust Meine Key with Meine Key, a one-stop shop for total car care.
Stop in today and get a synthetic blend oil change for only $34.95.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Let's go!
Okay, so let's bring you up to date. We had the town hall featuring Donald J. Trump and Bret Baier and Martha McCallum in Iowa, snowy Iowa. And by the way, I thought it was a great performance by the former president, Donald J. Trump. Also, we had the GOP presidential debate, which was a snoozer. Ron DeSantis, who I thought did a, at least for the clip from the clips I've seen, did a really nice job. And Nikki Haley, I thought that was good, but not very interesting. And you know, they're playing for second place right now. You had Chris Christie has dropped out of the race. I think we all expected that. There have been media reports that Ron DeSantis may jump out of the race as well. Nothing there yet, but where sometimes when there's smoke, there is fire, and it may be coming up in the next couple of days, and this may become a two-person race real quick. No word from Vivek Ramaswamy as to his status. He did not make the stage. He did not make the stage. But I found it interesting TV last night, and I was very impressed with Donald J. Trump at the town hall. there was a kinder, gentler way about him. And maybe he's discovered that. Old dog, new tricks, that kind of thing. Maybe that's what we're talking about. I want you to hear from Jared Markowitz. Normally you would not see him on Fox News, but he was on Fox News yesterday. He is a congressman, a Democrat from Florida, trying to explain the double standard relative to the Hunter Biden contempt of Congress. Just so you know, he appeared at the House Oversight Committee, but did not testify. He was given a chance to go do a deposition, but he chose not to. Anyway, here's Jared Markowitz, the Democrat congressman from Florida. This is cut one. Go.
So let me rewind the clock back and play some sound from Zoe Lofgren and Jamie Raskin about the need to have these behind closed doors depositions and not have these witnesses just waltz into an open hearing. Listen here.
This goes on for hour after hour after hour. We want to get all our questions answered, and you can't do that in a live format.
Would it be closed door with Bannon, or do you want to, because he could go up there and pontificate if it was a public live hearing?
The way that we have treated every single witness is the same, that they come in, they talk to the committee. If they're going to take a deposition, they're sworn under oath. It's videotaped, it's recorded, and then we take it from there.
So a lot of critics are saying, Congressman, rules for me, but not for thee. What do you say?
Well, I think the difference there is that those instances, they never got offered to come testify publicly and never accepted the public invitation. They were fighting the subpoena from day one. They never offered to do it in a public hearing. I mean, look, even Ted Cruz came out the other day and said, just have Hunter in a public hearing. He said it right on his podcast. Invite him in and just have the public hearing. Let the American people hear from Hunter and do the deposition there. And going back to your previous point, John, you're right that the transcript will eventually come out, but it'll come out 6 months from now. And so what will happen is they'll do this deposition, they'll selectively release things, there'll be no way to fact check the stuff that they're talking about until 6 months from now. And so look, all I'm saying to my colleagues is you can't complain when you break something and then you break a toy and then now you get the toy and the toy is broken and you want to know why it's not working. They had members defy subpoenas and now they're concerned why people obviously want to continue to fight subpoenas up here. It's because they broke it in the last Congress, unfortunately.
All right. Well, to that point, Nancy Mace really was miffed about Hunter Biden showing up. And she is a person who has actually voted to hold Republicans in contempt. Let me play for you what she said when Hunter Biden showed up. And then I want to come back to what she said after she voted contempt of Congress charge against Steve Bannon. Listen here.
You are the epitome of white privilege, coming into the Oversight Committee, spitting in our face, ignoring a congressional subpoena to be deposed. What are you afraid of?
So she said that you're ignoring a congressional subpoena to be deposed. What are you afraid of? Here's what she said when she voted to hold Steve Bannon in contempt of Congress for refusing to cooperate. She said, quote, I want to preserve the subpoena power that Congress has. I'm going to have that same position for whoever is in power, Republican or Democrat. So for her, it's not about defending Hunter Biden or defending Steve Bannon. She's defending Congress and Congress's power of subpoena, which a lot of critics are saying Hunter Biden is doing his best to emasculate. What do you say?
I agree with Nancy Mace, and I applaud her in the previous Congress for taking that position. I'm trying to take the same position. I'm trying to do the same thing. I'm saying if we go ahead and hold Hunter Biden in contempt, right, my other colleague should hold the three members of Congress, and I'm not naming them out of due respect. I'm not interested in attacking my colleagues, mm-hmm. but I am interested in preserving the system. And so what I need Representative Mace to do is I need her to look at her colleagues and say, join me. Join me on holding everyone who has defied a subpoena in contempt. If they do it, I will absolutely do it, and we'll make this a bipartisan effort.
So would you expect that this is going to pass, first of all, out of committee, then pass the House,
oh,
this
yeah.
resolution?
Yeah.
Okay.
John, you've watched this stuff up here long yeah. enough. This is a fait accompli. It's going to pass.
So then the question becomes, what does the DOJ do with it?
Well, remember, we'll have to have a vote of the House first. So this will pass in committee, no question about it. My guess is that at that point in time, there'll probably be more negotiations going on between Hunter's attorneys and staff We'll see if anything comes of that. But if that were to fail, then it'll come to the House floor for a vote to hold him in contempt. At that point, if the House holds him in contempt, and as you know, the numbers here are dwindling for the majority, then it'll depend on what the DOJ does. But you know, I don't want to make a guess of what the DOJ does. As we've seen, the DOJ actually has been very strong against Hunter, and in fact has indicted him for certain things that he now has to defend himself. So who knows what would happen there?
Jared Markowitz, who is a Florida congressman and a Democrat, no less, on Fox News with John Roberts yesterday. For the legal perspective, let's check in with Jonathan Turley. This is cut number five. And his reaction to the Hunter Biden appearance before the Oversight Committee, here it is.
I love the fact that he's walking with Morris, who is this lawyer who is also being sought by the committee, who has reportedly given Hunter Biden millions to finance his lavish lifestyle, to reportedly pay off his debts. And just in the last 2 days, the committee found out that it was Morris that apparently bought most of his art, that was all an illusion, that as all these newspapers were saying how successful he is as an artist, it was that guy walking next to him that apparently bought most of the art. And yet he shows up with him, another target of the committee. And that's where this is, it gets to a point where even Democrats have to ask themselves, when are the costs too high to protect the Bidens in this corruption scandal? At some point, you have to reach that realization that you can't trade away more institutional authority. This is someone who is flaunting a contempt of Congress, and eventually the Democrats will retake Congress. What the Republicans did here is exactly what the Democrats did. They would never have tolerated a witness saying, I will dictate the conditions under which I will testify. But they're establishing a record, and they may be unanimous in this, that says, oh, no, if a witness comes in and says, this is what I'm going to do, and that's all I'm going to do, regardless of your subpoena, what will they do when that happens when they're in the majority?
Good question from Professor Jonathan Turley from George Washington University. Coming up, John Burke, a spokesman for the Better Nevada PAC. What is that PAC all about? We'll talk about that. Why? Also, what is going to happen in our state in, less than a month, believe it or not? We're going to have a caucus. The caucus will provide who's going to the convention from the state of Nevada. Will it be a Trump delegate? Will it be a Ron DeSantis delegate? Or is it possible it might be a Nikki Haley? Both Haley and Ron DeSantis, they debated last night. And I'll just tell you, I did not watch it live. I watched clips of it, and I thought it was fine. I thought it was okay, but I did watch intently Donald J. Trump. We'll talk about that. Stay with us. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
Debunking both liberal and conservative rhetoric. Dan Bongino, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, fellow business owners, Kevin Wall here, and I've got a game changer for you. When it comes to your team's safety and your business's success, think Blue Sky for workers' compensation insurance. Blue Sky Insurance is a locally owned and operated independent insurance brokerage focused on solving your small business insurance needs. You know that accidents can throw any business owner a curveball, but if you work with Blue Sky, you can consider your bases covered. Owners Steve and Amy Miller will help you with a tailored plan designed to handle the accidents and let you do what you do best, run your business. Whether you've been in business for years or you're just starting out, call Blue Sky today. Do it right now, 702-410-8020, or visit them online at blueskylv.com. Blue Sky Insurance, your partner in workplace safety, 702-410-8020, or online at blueskylv.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
This is Ron Quince, your Republican candidate for Nevada Congressional District 1 and a 20-year resident of the Las Vegas Valley. Over the last few weeks, I've had friends, neighbors, and clients ask me why I'm taking time away from a great career to run for Congress. The answer is two reasons. I'm doing it for the future of my two young precious daughters, and I'm doing it for you. When the American dream is alive for you, it is alive for all of us. It's a shame that the dream is now fading because of the reckless actions of Dina Titus and her boss, Joe Biden, and their thirst for power and control over your life. They have lied to us, destroyed our economy, our energy independence, and they have attacked our families. It's time for us to take a stand. The Ron Quince campaign is about you and the fight to reclaim the dream, the opportunities, and the freedoms that were promised in our Constitution and Declaration of Independence. You have a powerful voice, and I'm listening. Join our fight for Congress today at RonQ4U.com. Paid for by Ron Quince for Congress.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casal, the MultiCare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer Employee Benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employee's dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The MultiCare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the MultiCare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The MultiCare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casal of the MultiCare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
We are moving into the year 2024, and I'll just tell you, in looking back on 2023, it was a year politically in Carson City that was full of palace intrigue, 75 vetoes. It was pretty ugly stuff for the most part in Carson City. A guy that can talk about a lot of it is John Burke. John is the spokesman for the Better Nevada PAC. What is the Better Nevada PAC? He will tell us in just a matter of moments. I'll give you a spoiler alert. It involves the Governor Joe Lombardo, and the mission of the governor, who has become an education governor, pumping some $2 billion into our education system. Is it going to make it any better? K-12, higher education? Don't know yet. The jury, believe it or not, is still out. Also, we're going to talk about that bizarre deal with the judge who was attacked on the bench. On the bench. It was just absolutely bizarre stuff. But is there a connection to AB 236? We'll talk about it. We'll explain it all to you. John Burke joins us from the Better Nevada PAC. All that and a whole lot more coming up as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
AM 670 KMCQ broadcasts live from the Dream Dental Studios. Ditch your dentures and go with teeth replacements at Dream Dental. Call or text 702-901-NOMO, 702-901-6666.
670 KMZQ presents After Close, the radio show, powered by GFL Capital Mortgage. Join your hosts, Kevin Sherba and Danny Velazquez, to start your morning off right, educating and guiding you through the mortgage process from application through closing. Learn about how to navigate through the ever-changing mortgage market. Keep up to date with current products, guidelines, and how to avoid common pitfalls. Listen every Saturday morning from 7 to 8 here on 670 KMZQ.
Licensed by Division of Mortgage Lending. Federal license number MB426. NMLS number 64367.
Come see why thousands have made the switch to Findlay Chevrolet. 215 at South Rainbow. Find new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Findlay Chevy is a place to buy. Home of the...
Broadcasting live from the Dream Dental Studios on the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas.